This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Fung Isle is an incorporated business on Cortez Island by Farhad Zahir. His edible mushroom farm is expanding quickly. We sat down to find out about this growing business and the educational opportunities he is offering.
How long have you been in business now?
I incorporated my business last year. It's been just over a year now.
And you're on Cortez Island. You sell at the Friday markets at Manson's Hall, but you are expanding your avenues of selling the mushrooms now. You have a CSA program?
I do. Yes, we started a program just this year that we gave this a try.
And what are you offering in your CSA boxes?
I'm offering two different options to people. There is a $10 option and there is a $25 option. There are just two different sizes of mushroom boxes, which are available weekly to people who are signing up. The $25 option comes with more. I email weekly to people who are part of the CSA program, and I let them know what mushrooms are available. They let me know what they like, and I have their boxes ready for them at the market. For people who have signed up for the $25 option, they also can ask to deliver the mushrooms to them on Thursday evenings. This allows them to they don't have to wait in the lineup. Their boxes are always ready at the market, so they can just come in and have their box ready for them in the summertime when it's really busy and a lot of tourists are here. I think it's important to be able to save people time.
That sounds very convenient. The delivery service, especially, are you charging more for the delivery service? Is that delivered to anywhere on Cortez Island?
Yeah, I've included that as part of the $25. It is more expensive, but I get more mushrooms and the option for delivery. Because on Thursday evenings, we do drive to the ferry station in Whale Town. And on our way, we figured that we could cover that end of the island. And since I'm on Manson's Landing, I don't mind getting out there for a drive and dropping off some mushrooms. It's a small community, and I love connecting with people here.
You go to the ferry, is that to send off island mushrooms to other sources that you're selling?
Yeah, since the ferry is really busy, we have to be there either really early in the morning or ideally we go there Thursday evenings and we have a van to stay at. So we sleep there overnight and we have a cooler that runs by solar panel that's loaded with mushrooms.
Oh, wow. So where do you take the mushrooms off island? Where are you delivering your products off of Cortez Island?
We're taking them to Quadra Island and Comox Valley. There is a couple grocery stores, Edible Islands and Healthy Way, and they are interested in selling our mushrooms. It's just that the demand is really high at the farmers markets. So we usually sell out the grocery stores, unfortunately. We're hoping to be able to supply everybody at the markets and also at the stores.
So you are increasing your production efforts right now?
Yes, we are.
You've already offered an educational workshop at Linnea Farm, and you're planning on offering another one, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Tell me about that workshop, the upcoming workshop that you're going to offer.
The upcoming workshop is going to be really fun compared to the last one. It covers a lot more details about growing mushrooms outdoor. I'm going to be covering how to work with different substrates, which are like the material that we grow the mycelium or mushrooms on. We're going to be inoculating wood chips. We're going to be inoculating straw. We're going to be making mushroom patches and show people how to incorporate those into their garden. I'm also going to be covering how to use the same technique to create water filtration system with mycelium. This is for a remediation project that we are doing at Linnea Farm. And since it's a very similar process, I think it would be good to share that with people as well. It's simple, and people who do have farms and have gray water problems, they can easily filter out and have less impact on their environment.
That's some pretty exciting education opportunities. Farhad, tell me why it's important to you to share your knowledge about growing mushrooms with other people in the community.
I think it's really important because it's an unknown area and it seems very complicated, but it's not. It can be very simplified and easy to approach, and I really like to bring that to people. I really enjoy sharing what I know, and the more that I share that with people, I become better at it. So it's a great exchange, I think. At our workshops, I tend to share with people material as much as the cost of the workshop is. So people usually get to bring home either a grow kit or some mycelium to place in their garden. I just really like for people to get the value of their workshops home with them, aside what they learn. I really like sharing with people techniques that are completely like homegrown. Using household material to grow mushrooms, it makes it really fun. And we can get really creative. There's a lot of different options to do. It's not necessary to have a fancy lab and a bunch of equipment. None of that is really necessary. It's all about the technique.
Do you have any other new products that you're developing with your fungi oil business?
Yes. So I applied for two different varieties of mushroom jerky. One of them is King Oyster. The other is Lion's Mane. There's going to be two of these varieties, an original and spicy. Other than that, another easy product that I could apply for was tempeh. That's something that I can make effortlessly just because it's very related to mycology and what I do.
And that tempeh is a soy-based product?
It doesn't have to be soy-based. Traditionally, it is soy-based, but it can be grown on many different types of beans and legumes.
Oh, cool. Are you looking for farms that are growing beans locally to develop that product?
Absolutely. If I can buy my material and supplies from locals here, I definitely would do that.
So what other beans can you make tempeh from?
I really like making them out of lentils. Chickpeas is also a good option. But honestly, soy has really good protein content. And the tempeh breaks down the anti-nutrient compounds that are in soy and makes it much more digestible. That's the only way I like to consume soy. It's in tempeh form.
Looking for some farmers to collaborate with on Cortez Island. And is this something that you've spoken with the farmers at Linnea about?
I spoke to Orlando, and he seemed really excited about tempeh. I'm looking forward to hang out more and brainstorm and see if we can do some experiments and find out more about the different types of beans and see what makes most sense.
To sign up for the Fungile CSA or to find out more information about future workshops, contact Farhad at livespore@protonmail.com. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.